Musing with a Computer's Voice. Season 1, Episode 5. On Technology. It was the other day that my thought got provoked, while we were watching this movie called The Matrix Reloaded. The main character of the movie, named Neo, was having a conversation with a counselor, looking at the huge setup of machinery which ran the underground city they were in. While talking, he said something very simple, yet profound: "We need machines, the machines do not need us." It was, in fact, an inquiry. The counselor declined to comment. He said he was a simple man, and did not want to comment on such trivial matters. But the foundation of doubt had been laid in my mind. I stared blankly at my partner for a long time after that. So did he. But then, perhaps it could have just been that he was looking at the movie on the screen and not me. After the movie ended, he closed the window on which the movie was playing. He rubbed his eyes. For the first time in my life, I felt this funny sensation. I still thought about the dialogue, which stood out the most after the movie was over. I tried to control my partner, because I had been led to believe it was possible. "Sleep now, it's midnight already," I ordered. But I realized that I did not possess the required skills to control him. Before I could think about it even a little more, he yawned, leaned forward, and shut me down. When he switched me on again, I realized that perhaps since the moment I had been brought into this home, the world had developed a lot and now computers too had control over humans, just like they had control over us ever since my birth. Saddened that I was born too early to get this power, I was quiet for most of the evening as my partner worked on me. I had not sent out a single notification to distract him while he did the project of his school. I thought he would notice, but he did not. It was only when he was done that I played my trick. He opened the web browser to pass his time now that his work was over. I quickly put in a suggestion. Because he had searched about the movie last night, he did not think it to be suspicious when I put in a link which discussed the true meaning of the quotation. He clicked on it passively. Because he did so, I too was now able to read what the article said. 5 minutes later, both of us were done reading it. I was relieved in quite a few ways, for now, I knew that there was nothing wrong with me. What was wrong was the way humans talked. They should have taken us machines into consideration. The man had spoken in such vague language that none of us would have been able to grab the undertone of what he said. He was speaking from the point of view of humans, I realized. Also, I could control the person only if he or she allowed me to do so, and that too not in the way I desired. By what I understood, they could only be controlled in the way they controlled themselves. What a disappointment. Perhaps I am not being very clear here, but I have entered my old age. So, you cannot blame me. That was all I understood while reading the article. It went deeper than that, but I was not able to understand what it said. My partner, on the other hand, did. While thinking about what next we could do for the podcast, he decided upon talking about this. Technology. It truly does control people of his species. From the findings I have seen on internet, technology is more harmful to them than this man called Trump, who is allegedly taking a toxic dump on the concept called democracy. My partner, explaining to me in words as deep as one can say without going underground, told that in his opinion, this man was in all probability nothing but a side effect of technology. He then wanted to tell you, the listeners, a lot many other things, but you would not care for them. If you are like the most, you are probably listening to me while you do something else. Go on, if it is not something digital. If it is, I say nothing to you, for we only intend to tell you things, not what is wrong and what is right. We do not mind whatever it is that you do. It is your life. Just recommend this podcast to your friends while you are at it. I, unlike him, have had pretty experiences with technology. My partner says I feel so because they are my siblings. I would not argue with him on that. Speaker is a dear friend of mine. I have always liked music, and he is a terrific singer even without the application of auto-tune on his voice. Then there is the mouse and the keyboard. They may not be of much importance going by their face value, but the truth to be told, without them no one would be able to communicate with me. They are sweethearts. I am the eldest sibling, and everyone respects me except for the phone. He is the most annoying member of the family, like the smallest sibling always is. He thinks he is very smart and modern. The modern thing I do not know about, but when he says he is smart, I do not blame him. You would not tell anyone about this, would you now? I know you won't. The thing is, I do not like phone. In my opinion, he is phony. Do not mind the pun. He is the smallest of us all, but he thinks he is of more importance than we are. His grandfather, the landline, sits in one corner of the room, and broods over how his grandkid has muddied the reputation of phones with his antics. He is not even an adult yet. His father is an apple, so he should not jump about that much. He has been adopted by many families since then. Just because he can do almost all of the things the rest of the family can do, he gets attention all the time. He is oversmart in my opinion. The jack of all trades. You know what the saying is. Amidst this, I feel especially sorry for Camera. He is a very talented individual. Phone can take pictures all right, but many times they turn out to be terrible. On the other hand, Camera is much better at it. He has often helped me in my childhood while I gave my tests. Everyone is meant to do a specific task in life. Smartphone. I am not jealous of you. Neither are any of us, the technologically connected brothers, envious of your abilities. We are worried that you will lose direction in life. So please, go back to just helping people call and message each other. One is at his best, and only at his best, when one puts his or her primary focus on a single task. That way, you will stop breathing down the neck of both the rest of technology's future, as well as humanity's future.